You've most likely praised and cursed the invention credited to Ray Tomlinson, email. In the late 1960s, he helped create the groundwork for modern email, and in 1971, he was the first to use the at symbol as part of an email address. Tomlinson, who lived in Lincoln, died Saturday at the age of 74. For more on Tomlinson's legacy, we're joined this morning by Hiawatha Bray, technology writer for the Boston Globe. Good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, glad to be here.
Tell us what role Tomlinson played in the role of creating email as we know it today.
Well, basically, he was trying to address a problem that at the time was limited to a relatively small number of people who had computers and wanted to figure out how computers in different parts of the country or the world could talk to each other. Now, before Tomlinson was working on all this, it was commonplace for computers to be used, like you'd have a single computer, like a mini computer or a mainframe, that would be getting used by multiple people at the same time. And these people could send messages to each other, but they were all basically contained inside the computer. You could say that was almost like a sort of proto-email. But what they were working on, of course, he was at BBN, Bolt, Beranek, and Newman is what those initials stood for, which was a Cambridge company that was one of the companies doing a lot of the developmental work on ARPANET, the networking of computers that later became the Internet as we know it. Well, one of the things he was trying to figure out how to do was, how do you transfer files from one computer on a network to another computer on the network that might be 1,000 miles away? And he was working on ways to do that when he also decided that it would be a good idea to build on that and add a system for sending messages so that you could instantly send a message to somebody at one of these computers 1,000 miles away.
And as I understand it, he wasn't actually focused on developing email, so to speak, as we know it today.
No, well, it wasn't that high of a priority for them. It was something he was doing almost in his spare time, if you will. It was, because you have to remember that people weren't thinking in those terms at that point. That the whole role that email occupies in our culture, in our lives today, depends upon the existence of millions and millions of these inexpensive machines that we've all got. And back then, the world just didn't work that way. And so developing a way to send these messages just wasn't as high a priority or concern for them.
What was the reaction to email at that moment? And did Tomlinson and maybe his colleagues know it was kind of a eureka moment for the future of computer use?
Well, I don't know that anyone realized at that moment that it was a eureka moment, precisely because, again, we're talking like the late 60s, early 70s, as you said. Nobody had computers except scientists, engineers, universities, places like that. It was an interesting and significant moment, to be sure, but it wasn't a world-changing moment. It couldn't possibly have been a world-changing moment. There weren't that many people who were going to be able to use it. It isn't really until you start to see the rise of the Internet as a public use tool in the early and mid-90s that Internet and that famous at symbol begin to really mean what they mean now.
In your piece in the Boston Globe today on Ray Tomlinson, you wrote, he transformed the once obscure at symbol into one that's become instantly familiar around the world. Why the at symbol?
Well, he picked at because of this concept of location. He was basically saying, this is not happening on a local computer. This is happening at some other location. I mean, it really does require you to think in an old-fashioned paradigm kind of way, because when he was working on this, people didn't usually send messages from one computer here to another computer thousands of miles away. That was the sort of technology they were inventing right at that moment. Up until then, people didn't do that. And so this idea, wow, I'm going to send a message to a computer that's on the other side of the world, that whole ability to transcend location and just go wherever you want it to is encapsulated in the use of the at symbol. It is just one little character that was designed to convey that idea.
One last question about Ray Tomlinson. So we should consider him a pioneer who basically changed all our lives.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in all fairness, and I think he'd have probably said this, someone would have come up with this anyway. I think you have to give him credit, though. First, as you say, for being a pioneer. Secondly, for having that wonderful insight of coming up with this simple, easily identifiable way of recognizing that you're dealing with email, that at symbol, which is a really important thing to do, to come up with a way of implementing an idea that is simple, easily comprehended, easy to use.
Hiawatha Bray, technology writer for the Boston Globe, thanks very much for helping us remember Ray Tomlinson today, who essentially invented email and died at the age of 74 this weekend in the town of Lincoln. Thank you, Hiawatha.
Thank you.